Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? DJ Papa D, play a song while I get into position.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Thank you.
killer that she could be on the radio. Oh, see, you're hearing me already. All right, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So we want everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities that we're talking about. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Actually, it's not beautiful, it's cold. It's cold, it's wintertime in Vegas. And it's cold in the desert. Yes, it's cold, and I'm sitting outside in the patio, and I'm cold. But I got my jacket on, so I'm warm. I'm hooded up and warm and ready to go. All right. Well, like I told you, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's cold. It's about 45 degrees out here. And as it gets closer to the evening, it'll be colder at night. It'll be like 35 degrees. When it's sundown, it will be cold. So I'm telling everybody, you need to get inside because it's cold in Vegas, in the desert. All right. Well, let me tell you, this weekend we had DJ Quick at the House of Blues, and that was on Friday night. Snoop Dogg was in the House of Blues on Saturday night. And then tonight, the 30th of December, they're having the party, the New Year's Eve party at Club Chrome at the Santa Fe Casino. And that's 88.1 radio station having their New Year's Eve party at Club Chrome. Now, the tickets are $49 to get into the party, and they're having the best dress contest for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s and 2010s. So they're having the best dress contest. So come dressed in your best years, and maybe you can win a prize for the contest. And then at the end of the night, they're closing the night off with the house party favorites, Kid and Play. They're live in concert at Club Home in the Santa Fe Casino. Now, Santa Fe Casino is located on 4949 North Rancho in Las Vegas. So it's going to be going down in Las Vegas tonight. And it's going to be happening all night long. All right. Now, since I told you who's in concert, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that Babyface is here, and he'll be here. He was here from Friday night till tonight. And then he'll be back on the 19th of January to the 25th of January. So Babyface will be live in concert in Las Vegas. So he'll be at the Mirage Casino. So get your tickets and get down to see Babyface. as this will be his first appearance this year in 2020. All right. Well, that's all the entertainment I have to tell you about. Now, let's talk NFL football. All right, Las Vegas, last weekend was weekend 17 of NFL football. So let's go over the results of the weeks of the games that happened this Sunday. All right, DJ Papa D, who played on Sunday?
All right, NFL week 17. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens beat the Steelers 28-10. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
What was the score? 28-what?
28-10.
Oh, 28-10. Okay, 38 points. What was the total points for that game?
37.
37? Oh, so I won by 1 point. All right. That's good. That's a win for G Money. All right. Next game.
The Jets beat the Buffalo Bills 13-6. You bet on Bills and
what?
Over, and it was Jets and under.
Oh, no. I can't believe the Bills lost to the Jets. Oh, the Jets are playing good football the end of the year. It don't count, but wow. Well, the Bills are still going to the playoffs, so we'll see what happens in the playoffs. All right, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 1-1. Who else has played this weekend?
New Orleans Saints beat the Carolina Panthers 42-10. You bet on
Woo!
Saints and over, and it was Saints and over.
Oh, yeah. That's another win for G Money. I knew the Saints were going to put a whooping on Carolina. I knew that was going to happen. And they scored a lot of points, too. I'm happy about that. The Saints are getting ready for the playoffs, y'all. All right. So that's two wins for G Money. All right. Who else?
Cincinnati Bengals beat the Cleveland Browns 33-22. You bet on Bengals and over, and it was Bengals and over.
Yep, I knew the Bengals were going to bring it. That's right, Bengals. Good job. Good game. That's another win for G Money. All right, next game.
Game number five, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins 47-16. You bet on Cowboys and under, but it was Cowboys and over.
The Cowboys scored how many points?
47.
47 points? Oh, man, Washington didn't have no defense. They didn't even show up. Oh, man, I can't believe the Cowboys won. Uh-oh, the Cowboys might be trying to qualify for the playoffs. Oh, we got to see what's happening. Okay, but that's another win for G Money. All right, next game.
Game six, the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 23-20. You bet on Lions and over, and it was Packers and under.
Well, I knew Green Bay was going to win, but I thought I'd take the points with the Lions. So it was 26-20, you said?
23-20.
23-20. How many points did they give the Lions?
12.5 points.
Oh, yeah. So I would have won the game because the Packers didn't cover the spread. So I would have won. That would have been a win for G Money. But we'll take heads up, so we'll take the loss. Okay, next game.
Game number 7. The Tennessee Titans beat the Houston Texans 35-14. You bet on Texans and over, and it was Titans and over.
Yeah, I don't understand that. The Texans beat the Titans in Tennessee, and then they come back and play at home, and they lose to the Texans, to the Titans? I don't understand that. That's really crazy. I don't understand it. Well, I hope the Texans are still going to the playoffs, because I think the Titans might be in ahead of the league now. So we have to see what happens at the end of this show when we go over who's going to make the playoffs in that. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. Okay, next game.
Game number 8. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts 38-28. You bet on Colts and over, and it was Jaguars and over.
The Jaguars won? They beat the Colts? Man, I can't believe that. Come on, Indianapolis, where were you, man? You didn't even show up. You got blown out by a sorry team. I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. Okay, that's another loss for G Money. Uh-oh, I'm racking up losses here. I'm not liking that. All right. Next game.
You're 4-for-8 now. You're doing about 50%, so we'll see how you do in the second half. Game number 9.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs beat the LA Chargers 31-21. You bet on Chiefs and under, and it was Chiefs and over.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I knew Kansas City was going to beat the Chargers. But they scored more points than I thought they would. The Chargers scored 20 points. So that's how they got the over score. Because what was the total points for that game?
Total points was 46.
Yeah, see, and they scored 52 points. 31 and 21.
58.
58?
Wait, who are we talking? No. It's 52.
52, yeah. 31 and 21. 52 points. Yeah.
And total points was 46.
Yeah, the Chargers scored more points than I thought, because I thought it was going to be an under game. Okay. Well, that's a win for G Money, because I bet on the Chiefs winning the game. So that's a win. Okay.
Next up, the Chicago Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-19. You bet on Vikings and over, but it was Bears and over.
The Bears beat the Vikings? What? And they were playing in Minnesota? Oh, come on. What are you telling me here? The Bears beat the Vikings? I guess the Vikings weren't ready to go to the playoffs anyway. Oh, that's ridiculous. They got beat by the Bears. The Bears ain't going nowhere. And they beat the Vikings? The Vikings were supposed to get ready for the playoffs. And they got beat by the Bears? Oh, Chicago, come on. Okay, well, that's another loss for G Money. So that puts me under 500. Okay, next game.
Next game, the Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 27-24. You bet on Patriots and under, and it was Dolphins and over.
And what was the score?
27-24.
They beat them by a field goal. Well, I knew the Patriots. I said it. I said the Patriots wouldn't play their starters. They were playing their second and third string. But I thought they would be good enough to beat the Miami Dolphins. That's awful. The Dolphins beat the Patriots? Well, the Patriots are already locked in to go to the playoffs, so it don't really matter. And the Miami Dolphins wasn't going anywhere. So that's a good game for Miami. They beat a good team, so that'll help them get some draft choices for next year. Okay. Oh, well, that's another loss for G-Money. Okay. Well, what's the next game?
Game number 12, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants 34-17. You bet on Eagles and under, and it was Eagles and over.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles came out the woodwork on the Giants. That's good. They're getting ready for the playoffs. So they put their best foot forward. So that's good. I knew they would beat the Giants. The Giants doesn't have a team, so that was a good win for Philadelphia. All right. That's another win for G-Money. Okay, next game.
Game number 13. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-22. You bet on Buccaneers and under, and it was Falcons and over.
Wow, the Falcons scored 28 points? Man, and Tampa Bay only scored 20, what, 23? 22 points. Oh, that's a shame. Well, I guess Atlanta's beating up on the teams that ain't going to the playoffs anyway. So they're showing out now. It's the end of the season. They're not going nowhere. So they're just beating up on people. That's ridiculous. All right. Well, I kind of figured Atlanta might play good, but I didn't think they would beat Tampa Bay. But they only beat them by, what, 28-22? They beat them by 6 points, a touchdown. Okay. All right, well, that's another loss for G-Money. What's the next game? 14 games.
Game number 14, the Denver Broncos beat the Las Vegas Raiders 16-15. You bet on Broncos and under, and it was Broncos and under.
Yeah, well, I knew the Broncos were going to beat the Raiders. The Raiders couldn't win in the Mile High City. They can't breathe up there. The weather's too bad. The climate's too high. So that's why the Raiders couldn't win in Denver, because it was bad weather. They can't breathe in that mile-high city. So I knew the Raiders were going to lose anyway. It was the last game of the season. They didn't have no playoff opportunity, so they just got beat up on. So Denver played good, though. I'm surprised. They won a few games at the end of the year. So that's another win for G-Money. Thank you.
Next up, the L.A. Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-24. You bet on Cardinals and over, and it was Rams and over.
Yeah, well, I figured the Cardinals would play a good game. I didn't know the Rams were going to actually get themselves together, because they're not playing in the playoffs, and the Cardinals haven't qualified for the playoffs. So it was just a matter of showing pride. The Rams had to show pride, because that was the last game they're playing in that Coliseum. Next year, they'll be playing in Inglewood around the Hollywood Park. So they got a brand new stadium to play in next year. So good luck to the Rams in L.A. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money, because I predicted that. Wait a minute. I called the Rams. Did the Rams win or they lost?
Rams won. You bet on Cardinals and over.
Oh, Cardinals. Cardinals is who they played. Okay. Yeah. So that's a loss for G Money. That's another one. Okay. What's the next game?
Well, game number 16, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks 26-21. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and over.
Yep, I knew that one. I knew the 49ers had to come out strong against Seattle. But that was the National Football League championship game, because that's who's going to play in the championship game to see who's going to the Super Bowl. So that was the prelim to the Super Bowl. That was the San Francisco 49ers playing the Seattle Seahawks, and San Francisco won. So that's how I predicted it. So that's a win for G Money. And you know what?
And that's
Seattle
it for week 17.
Won that game. Just to let everybody know that. They almost won that game. They got down to the last 10 seconds, and then they didn't get a first down. Okay, next game. I hear music. Well, it's time for us to take a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, take us into our commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
I've never tried.
We jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I'm glad you're listening in to the show. I hope you're enjoying today's broadcast because it's the entertainment show of the year. We have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm G Money. And I'm bringing it to you live and in living color. Yes, we are putting it down. All right, I think we got some more NFL scores to go over. DJ Papa D, how many games do we have left to talk about?
That last game was game number 16. You went 8-for-16 this last week.
Okay, 8-for-16. Wow, 50%. All right, let's go to the schedule and pull up the AFC first. I want to know the schedule. Who finished with the best record in the AFC? I bet it was the Baltimore Ravens.
That's correct. The Baltimore Ravens with 14-2.
14-2. Yep. I'm predicting Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl, and they're going to play against the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, so who was in second place in the AFC?
Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots tied at 12-4.
Oh, they were tied? Kansas City hung in there, huh? Okay, Kansas City and New England Patriots. All right, so that's three teams. Okay, who is the fourth, fifth, and sixth team?
Well, if we're just looking at the AFC and their win-loss record, next are the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills, both tied at 10-6.
Okay. So that's five teams.
And then it's the Tennessee Titans at 9-7.
Tennessee Titans would have been the next game. Okay, so that's the top six teams in the AFC. Okay. I wonder who was first place in the AFC in the North. Can you pull that up? See what the standings are? Because that's how they're going to pick the playoff team.
AFC North, it's the Baltimore Ravens at 14-2.
Ravens. Okay. And AFC South?
Houston Texans. The
okay,
AFC
the
East
Texans.
Are the New England Patriots. And the AFC West is the Kansas City Chiefs. So in the AFC, it's the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs won their division, huh? What division were they in? The AFC?
Chiefs are in the AFC West.
West. Oh, okay. They're in the West. Okay. Let's go to the NFC. Tell me the top six teams in the NFC.
The top six. Okay.
Yeah.
Just by win-loss record? Is that what you're asking for?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Number one, well, actually, there's a three-way tie for number one between the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, and the New Orleans Saints, all at 13 and 3.
Woo, all three of them 13 and 3? Green Bay finished 13 and 3? Wow.
Yep.
All right. Green Bay. Well, they were up there. I knew they were going to play. They were going to make it to the playoffs. And the Saints already secured the playoff spot. And who was in first place? I know you didn't say Kansas City. Who was in first place? Oh, the 49ers.
Right. There's a three-way tie for first between the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, and the New Orleans Saints, all at 13-3.
Okay. All right. And what about the next three? Who was the next three in the NFC?
Well, following the top three, it's the Seattle Seahawks at 11-5, and the Minnesota Vikings at 10-6. That's five teams, and then the next two teams are tied at 9-7. That's the Philadelphia Eagles and the LA Rams.
Yeah, the Eagles. Okay, well, let's go to the league to see who won each division. NFC North.
Well, NFC East, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. The NFC North, it's the Green Bay Packers. NFC South, it's the New Orleans Saints. And NFC West.
Who is the NFC West? San Francisco? DJ.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is the NFC West? San Francisco, right?
49ers, right. So it's the Eagles, Packers, Saints, and 49ers.
Okay. So who is the fifth and sixth team in the NFC?
So the Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. So those are the top six teams in the NFC, and we already went over the top six or seven teams in the AFC. So what's the playoffs look like? You have the schedule for the playoffs for next week?
I can look that up.
Okay. Let's see what the playoff situation looks like. Let me know who has the bye. I think the Saints have a bye, and I think the 49ers have a bye, the NFC and the AFC. And then the rest of the teams are battling out for position. Because the New England Patriots are going to play a game for the first time in 10 years.
Well, it looks like it's the on Saturday, it's the Bills playing the Texans in Houston. And also the New England Patriots.
The Bills are playing the Texans in Houston. Okay. Good.
Right.
Okay. Who else?
And the Tennessee Titans are playing the Patriots in New England.
Okay. Well, that should be a good game. The New England Patriots should win that one. I don't know who's going to win between Houston and the Buffalo Bills, though. So I'm not going to call that one. All right. Who else?
And on Sunday, it's the Minnesota Vikings playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and the Seattle Seahawks playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking Seattle's going to beat Philadelphia, and the Saints are going to beat, who did you say they played, Philadelphia?
Saints play the Vikings.
The Vikings, oh yeah, the Vikings are done. They got beat already. So I'm picking the Saints to win, and I'm picking Seattle to win. So that's the two winners of the NFC that I see. Okay. So who else is playing in the NFC? What other games?
That's it. That's all the games that are scheduled.
Okay. So give me the rundown on the games again. Who's playing who in the AFC?
So the Bills are playing the Titans.
Right. Okay.
The Bills are playing the Texans. The Titans are playing the Patriots.
I'm gonna pick Wait a minute. I want to pick the Texans to beat the Bills. Oh, okay. Who else is playing?
Titans are
Patriots.
Titans are playing who?
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. Okay. I'll pick New England Patriots to win that one. Okay. And any other
Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Nope. Minnesota Vikings are playing the New Orleans Saints.
Wait a minute. That's AFC or NFC?
Hold on a second. Okay. So in the AFC, you have the Buffalo Bills playing the Houston Texans, and you have the Tennessee Titans playing the New England Patriots.
Okay.
That's it
right.
For the AFC.
The AFC. Okay, there were six teams in the AFC, so who got a bye? The Saints? No. Who got the bye in the AFC?
The Baltimore Ravens got a bye.
Okay. And there's another team.
And the Kansas City Chiefs got a bye.
Oh, Kansas City got a bye. They snuck in there. Okay. So Kansas City, they'll play the winner of the New England Patriots and the Houston Texans. And the Baltimore Ravens will play the winners of the other two teams. What was the other two teams?
Titans and the Patriots?
Who?
The Titans and the Patriots?
No. I said the Patriots are playing the Houston Texans, right?
No. The Buffalo Bills are playing the Houston Texans. The Tennessee Titans are playing the New England Patriots.
Okay, so the Bills, I'm thinking the Houston Texans will win, and then the New England Patriots will win. So that's going to eliminate the Bills, and it'll eliminate the Texans, the Titans. And then they'll play, one of them will play the Ravens, and one of them will play, who else is in the AFC? The Ravens and I think the
Kansas
Saints.
City Chiefs.
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, so the Ravens and the Chiefs will play one of those other teams. So we'll see what happens with that playoff game come next week. All right, the NFC, who's playing in the playoffs with the NFC?
In the NFC, it's the Minnesota Vikings playing the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, the Saints will win with Minnesota, so Minnesota's going to be out, and the Saints will win. Okay, and who else is playing?
Seattle Seahawks are playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, and Seattle will play beat Philadelphia. So the Saints and Seattle will go on to play. And who's, let's see, we're talking 49ers. And who's the other team in the NFC that had a bye?
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. Okay. So the Packers and the 49ers will play either Seattle or the Saints. So we'll wait on to see what the outcome of the pairing of next week's game. Okay. Sounds good. So that's what we have, people. We have the Saints have a bye. The Kansas City Chiefs have a bye. The San Francisco 49ers have a bye. And the Green Bay Packers have a bye. And everybody else is playing among their own division. So we'll see what happens. I'm picking New England Patriots to win their game. I'm picking Houston Texans to win their game. I'm picking Seattle to win their game. And who's the other team? In the NFC. Who's playing in the NFC? They're playing Minnesota. Who's playing Minnesota? Seattle.
The New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Okay. The Saints will beat the Minnesota Vikings. So that'll be the winners of the first four games. Okay. And then we'll have to see how the pairings pair up in week 18 or week 19. So that's my prediction going into week 18. As we'll have to call this game on next Thursday as we pick the game, the winners, for the following week. All right. Well, that's it for NFL football for right now. So, DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
Big boo.
chocolate covered, freaky in habit form. Yes, I'm black. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Come and
if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on. Nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Playboy, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not a pimp. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know. You need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walk by Snoop Dogg. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams. And he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than he is. I'm G Money. G-Money. The big guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. Pimp out. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp come. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take it, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. Because I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Yeah, that's my song. For 2020, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming, and that's the song of the year, starting off in January, ending in December 2019. So, record the song, play it for your friends, pass it around on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Let everybody know that I'm G-Money, the pimp coming, and I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Yeah, well, the clock on the wall says it's off, so it's time for me to get out the air chair and clear the way for some other studio people to step in and do their thing. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show by spreading the word on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for helping me with the football picks and playing the music and playing the commercials and playing all the music. After all, he's the engineer of my radio show. So we want to give big shouts out to Papa D, because he's doing a hell of a job. And we may even hire him for 2020. Yep, he's the man of the hour. So after all, I'm saying I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow night on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So until then, watch out for the cold weather. And be ready for New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. It's a fun time of year. The Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. So, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday and happy New Year. And stay inside after 12 midnight, because they're going to be shooting in Vegas. and you want to be inside. We don't want nobody to get shot being outside. When the bullets fall from the sky, it's going to be raining bullets like it does everywhere around the country. People just can't stop with shooting bullets in the air. So you got to be inside to be safe. So, upon all of that, I'm saying Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Peace. Good night. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.